So I'm here with New Unity's Saeima faction leader, Ainas Latkovskis. What's your immediate reaction on your colleague being elected Latvia's next president?
A relief. I pretty well knew that we'll have these 52 votes. I have worked for this for the last 2 months. Worked really hard. I knew it's a payback time. But you never know. My experience in Latvian politics stretches over 20 years, and I have seen that politicians being bought actually changed their fractions over the night. So there was still some doubt in my head, but it turned out to be good. And in my dreams, I thought that would be the time to cry out, shout, and have a glass of beer, cold beer. I'll still have a glass of cold beer, but I was not shouting. It's simply a relief. Relief because Latvia got the best possible choice. I mean, not only of three candidates. He's from active politicians. Edgar Sienkiewicz is probably the best choice in this situation. I mean, even now, during the night, the General Secretary of NATO would pick up his call. But who knows what's going to happen in the future. Maybe some other more important people would pick up his calls. He knows people who are somebody in positions in Europe, in important countries for us. You know, but at the same time, he's very modest. I think our public will love him once he will assume this post.
But it was quite late in the day that he actually stepped forward as a candidate.
Yeah, that was because we were at that time supporting Levits, and we were looking for votes for him because security wise all his decisions were good for Latvia, and at that time only two candidates appeared in the public, that was Pilens and Levits, and talking in our fraction, it was a very clear decision that in a case Levits would stand for election, we would vote for him. But when we found out that there are no votes, and actually they diminished over time because of some interviews Levits gave concerning Istanbul Convention. So we just forwarded this message to existing president, and he probably did the right thing.
And it does create one problem in that Mr. Sienkiewicz has been at the foreign ministry for 10 years or so now. It's going to create a vacancy there. You got any ideas as to who might fill it?
No. I have no idea. Hopefully somebody who will have the same kind of charisma and understanding of foreign affairs.